Corgan plays it back on the balloon edge of the box. Decent opportunity for Derry. Puts it in Akintunde. Akintunde turns it home. Makes a 1-0 on his debut. Simple move from Derry. What a wonderful ball from Thompson out the right hand side. Tremendous run by Colm Horgan. Horgan, all the assurance in the world, pulled it back there. Malone, lovely intelligence by Malone. Picked out his mark, and then Akintunde round the corner finishes it 1-0. Comes onto the edge of box. McCormick tries to curl one in. McCormick, what a strike to make it 2-0. Wonderful squeezing possession football from Derry. Dermot, absolutely brilliant there. Conor McCormick comes over, he embraces the manager, he knows how important it was, but that was all about that squeezing. Malin ran a ball that was never there. When it was thrown out, Thompson at a very tight angle tries to curl it in straight into the arms of Brenton Clark. With that, that's the final action of the game. Derry City back to winning ways, 2-0 victors here at Inchicore. Both those goals coming in the second half, the first coming on his debut from James Akintunde, and then doubled down by captain Conor McCormick, came over and celebrated with his manager Declan Devine. Derry very much getting back on track after a disappointing resumption on Friday night. Dermot, really, really complete performance, really, really impressive, very solid all round.
Declan, 3 points on the road, great performance after Friday night. You say you never look backwards, but looking back at that and tonight, you must be delighted with the performance your team put in.
I'm delighted with the application of the players, I'm delighted with the performance. I think, you know, we had a lot of criticism on Friday, and rightly so. We didn't perform, we didn't anywhere near the levels we played tonight, but look, ultimately it's about picking us up as many 3 points as we possibly can. They come away here now and play some Pats and Inchicore. It's always a difficult game, but I thought our game plan tonight, I thought our tactics, I thought the players' appetite to prove a point tonight was something that was potentially missing on Friday. But look, we've all took a bit of criticism, and the best way of taking that criticism is by giving a few answers back, and thankfully the boys were able to do that tonight, because I thought the players tonight were magnificent.
Well, James Akintunde on his debut could heighten Derry's hopes. It's never good to score in your debut, Declan.
Listen, I've said this for the last couple of weeks. James is a very good footballer. People are worried about we didn't get this target and we didn't get that target. And James Akintunde is going to be a fantastic player for this football club. You know, people have to start believing what I'm saying. You've seen him yourself tonight. He's a powerful boy. He holds the ball up well. He scores goals. He can play off the left. He can play off the right. He can play through the middle. So, listen, I'm absolutely delighted for him, because he's been a breath of fresh air since he's come on.
Just what you were saying about big performances. The opening goal, Declan. Great ball by Thompson. Great run by Horgan. Clever play from Jack Malone. And a decent finish.
Very good. Very good goal. I thought, you know, we set up tonight the counter-attacks and Pats. I thought we managed that quite well. You know, we denied them a lot of space. You expect in the dying minutes that they're going to throw everything at us, and that's at the time then that we relied on our goalkeeper and defenders to give us dig out. But never mind on the attacking side. I thought Kieran Call was excellent tonight. I thought Thompson McCormick was excellent tonight. Colm Horgan, you know, very good performance all round. But I think most of that's down to the appetite and the hunger of the players tonight.
Appetite and hunger, you just said, and it really led to the second goal. There was a lot of closing down and Derry on the front foot and closing down the space and closing down the pass defence, and it led directly to the second goal.
Well, look, that's how we see our identity. We see that we've got to fight and scrap for every point. You know, we got to work extremely hard. Nobody's going to give you anything in this league. You know, and when you take your foot off a gas, you get punished in this league. So look, that is a gimme. We got to work extremely hard. St Pat's got a lot of plaudits on Friday night for working hard. I thought we worked extremely hard tonight, so we'll see.
And just one final question, Declan. That's it done. 3 points are in the bag, but big game now ahead with Shamrock Rovers.
They're going. Once we get on this bus now, that performance is finished. We've got to make sure that we haven't beat Shamrock Rovers in a long time. They are as good a footballing side as I've seen in this country for a long time, so it's going to be extremely difficult. But look, we'll dust ourselves off tomorrow morning and we'll get ready for that one.